Thank you, and welcome to the May 4th, 2015 regular council meeting. We will begin the meeting with an invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd invite everyone to stand, and we'll invite Pastor Perry Emmerich from the Central Christian Church to come forward and offer our invocation. Please remain standing, and we'll be led in the pledge by Augie Gastelum.
Let's pray together. Oh, Father, thank you so much, first and foremost, for the gift of life, for the chance to come and to gather freely, to gather knowing that, God, we answer to a higher authority. Lord, I thank you for each of these men and women here in leadership. And Lord, I pray for them that, God, you would give them wisdom, that you would give them discernment, and that, God, you would give them humility as they steward this opportunity to lead this city. And Father, I pray for them against, I know they get a lot of criticism, I'm sure. Just that, God, they would be able to discern what needs to be learned from that and what needs to be cast away from that. And that, Father, as citizens of this city, Lord, that you would give us grace as, God, wisdom and grace and discernment would prevail in the issues at hand. That we would share a common desire to reach resolution and not just fight for fight's sake. For the sake of all who are part of this. And Lord, we are able to pray this because, God, you have allowed us to come into your presence and to know that we are being heard. And so, Father, we lift these things up to you and pray these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Apparently I picked the wrong person to lead the pledge. Thank you, Pastor and Augie. We appreciate your help. The first item on our agenda is awards and recognitions. And the first item on that is extraordinary properties. We are very fortunate in the city of Mesa to have many people who invest and take pride in their property. They also take extra time to invest in their homes and businesses. The city created the Extraordinary Properties Campaign 4 years ago as a way to recognize and show our appreciation to these property owners. Tonight, we're recognizing our 12th group of recipients. Here to talk more about the program and introduce our award recipients is Laura Heineman, Deputy Director of the City's Development and Sustainability Department. Laura.
Good evening. Our Extraordinary Properties Campaign recognizes homeowners and business owners whose property really stands out in the neighborhood in which it's located. The campaign receives nominations from community members as well as code officers that are out in the neighborhoods. Twice a year, a panel of community leaders reviews those nominations and selects the very best to receive this recognition. This evening, we're taking a slightly different approach. We will be recognizing three commercial properties. All three Mesa businesses are unique and extraordinary. They each will receive a certificate and a sign that they can place in front of their business for 3 months. And every nominee for the Extraordinary Properties campaign will receive a thank you letter and a certificate. Our first recipient is Empire Southwest, located on Country Club Drive near US 60. Empire Southwest recently completed construction of a new product support facility at its Mesa headquarters, which houses a significant portion of Empire's product support operation. More than 50 service and support employees have been moved into the facility, and the company projects that up to 175 additional employees may be needed within 6 years. The impressive 90,000 square foot building designed by Samish and Devella Architects of Mesa includes more than 80 component rebuilt service bays, 3 component testing centers, calibration, failure analysis, and conditioning monitoring rooms. The new building includes 25,000 square foot office complex. It houses Empire's state-of-the-art fluids lab and a number of key product support teams. The project also includes two new employee parking lots that are covered by solar electric arrays that you might have seen as you've driven down Country Club. Those arrays provide over 35% of the electricity requirements for the Mesa campus. Mayor Giles, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, City Manager Brady, and other city staff recently toured the new facility and posed for a photo with Empire's Vice President and Chief Financial Officer John Helms, Director of Properties and Purchasing Randy Lamb, and Architect Vince DiBella on one of the Empire's Caterpillar tractors. We want to thank Taubi Photographs for the beautiful photographs you've seen. Presenting the Extraordinary Property Certificate to Empire Director of Properties and Purchasing Randy Lamb are Vice Mayor and District 3 Council Member Dennis Kavanaugh and Mayor John Giles. Our next recipient is Bark Avenue, located on McKillops Road. Owner Clay Cody bought the property in 1999 and started with one small building. They now have a pet health food store, animal hospital, and boarding and grooming, all on site for one-stop shopping. They recently remodeled the lobby and suites. Bark Avenue offers boarding and play care with an amazing pool. There are several grassy areas and play yards for dogs to run. The Bark Avenue's managers believe it is a fantastic property, and they do their best to keep everything clean and presentable for the public and their employees. Presenting the Extraordinary Property Certificate to Bark Avenue managers Nancy Stewart and Joanne Prelberg are District 1 Councilmember Dave Richens and Mayor Giles. Our final recipient is a popular downtown restaurant, Republica Empanada, on First Avenue. The building once housed a doctor's office and lab, with close proximity to the old Southside Hospital. After being turned into a theme restaurant in 1997 and turning over several times, owner Marco Moraz bought it in 2011. With the help of family and friends, they gutted most of the inside. Marco describes the restaurant's style as simple, urban, industrial chic. They added two windows to bring in natural sunlight, added a mural, and remodeled the outdoor dining area. The desert landscaping you see around the outside was a gift from friends. The Arizona Republic and Phoenix New Times have ranked Republica Empanada as one of the top restaurants in the valley, and they've received near-perfect scores from customers on Yelp and TripAdvisor. Marco wanted to thank his father and mother, Yannette and Edmundo, for their help, along with friends Angel Vanquito, Ezequiel Santos, Maroni, and Pablo Mejia, and Scott Rowley. Presenting the Extraordinary Property Certificate to Republica Empanada owner Marco Moraz, our District 4 Councilmember Chris Glover, and Mayor Giles. Congratulations to our latest recipients of the Extraordinary Properties Campaign. We want to thank our committee of volunteers who have selected these properties, Linda Flick, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, and Stephanie Wright. We're always accepting nominations for Extraordinary Properties. If you see a home or a business that really stands out in the neighborhood in which it's located, you can submit your nomination to Mesa Extraordinary Properties at mesaaz.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And really, those three businesses, Empire, Bark Avenue, Republic Empanada, they are great businesses, and they have done a fabulous job with their buildings. So these three awards were very well deserved, and we congratulate them and look forward to honoring other great businesses in Mesa going forward. The next item on our agenda is the Mesa 250 essay winners. Councilmember Glover, can you fill us in on this program?
I'll be more than happy to. Thank you, Mayor. Last year when I was speaking to a group of high school students last October, I was struck of how many great ideas that the high school students had, and I wanted to be able to foster those ideas. And so I decided to sponsor a challenge to all high school students, or any students really, grades 6 through 12. And so I started the MESA 250-250 challenge. I asked the question, in 250 words or less, tell me how you'd make MESA a better place with $250. We received some great ideas, and I'm honored to recognize the two winners that were selected. I'd like to welcome up the winners. Will Zachary Edwards and Eric Schneck please come to the podium? Eric Schneck is a junior at Mountain View High School. Eric's idea was to promote summer reading for elementary age children and make sure that they had books during the summer break. Eric hoped by supplying less fortunate children with fun, interesting, age-appropriate books so that parents and children would be able to continue reading and developing throughout the summer. Eric worked with Booksman's Entertainment Exchange in Mesa to buy over 100 books and partnered with the Mesa United Way to distribute the books. Thank you, Eric, for your great example and your idea and your dedication to youth education and families. Zachary Edwards is a junior at Desert Ridge High School. Zachary's idea was to build victory gardens for the kids at Sunshine Acres Children's Home. Zachary informed us that nearly 20 million American families grew victory gardens during World War II to help reduce pressure on the food supply, and as a result, allowed gardeners to feel empowered by their contribution. Zachary wanted to plant two small victory gardens for the foster children at Sunshine Acres Children's Home. Zachary did this with help from the club he started at his school, Desert Ridge Cares for Kids. The club often volunteers at Sunshine Acres and is always looking for ways to impact on a greater level. He hoped that the gardens would give the foster children a sense of self-accomplishment, teach them to be self-sufficient, provide them with some of their own vegetables, and give them a healthier food source as well. It would also give teenagers like him the opportunity to give back to the community and develop friendships with some of the foster children at Sunshine Acres. Thank you, Zachary, for your amazing idea and helping to inspire others. I look forward to the bright futures that both Eric and Zachary have, and I want to thank everyone who submitted their submissions, but a special thanks to you, the two winners. I'd like to ask Mayor Giles to join me down with them so we can take a photo.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations, guys. Nice job. The next item on our agenda is to consider the items on the consent agenda. We'll invite Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items will be listed as an asterisk and will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for American Legion Post 2, one-day charitable event, Saturday, May 16th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Chipotle Mexican Grill, 1335 South Alma School Road, Suite 105. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Hacienda De Rosa's Restaurant, 3129 East McKellops Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Smash Burger, 1335 South Alma School Road, Suite 103. Item 3E will be continued to the June 1st City Council meeting. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Nile Theater, 105 West Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 4 replacement mobile vehicle-mounted dual-band radios for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 1 replacement heavy-duty truck with a 50-foot telescopic aerial device and utility body for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase 1 additional heavy-duty water truck with a water flush system for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Environmental Compliance Fee. Item 4D, act on 3-year term contract for traffic control sign, hardware, and materials for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for contractor building maintenance services as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4F, act on 3-year term contract for a performance cooling system water treatment program for the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for wastewater collection system cleaning, closed-circuit television inspection and recording, and cured-in-place point repairs for the Water Resources Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase a water quality data management system for the Water Resources Department. Item 4I, act on contract for Mesa Drive Improvements, Phase 2, 8th Avenue to Main Street, construction manager at risk pre-construction services contract. Funding is available in the 2013 authorized street bonds and 2010 authorized gas, electric, and water bonds. Item 4J, act on dollar limit increase to the four-year service agreement for the Motorola System Upgrade Assurance Plan for the Communications Department. The cost will be shared by members of the Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative, City of Apache Junction, Town of Gilbert, City of Mesa, Southwest Ambulance, Superstition Fire and Medical District, Town of Queen Creek, and the Rio Verde Fire District. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a community maintenance agreement with Desert Vista 100 LLC and Mulberry Community Association. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a telecommunication license for Electric Lightwave LLC for a five-year term with the option of a five-year extension term. For item number 6, the following items are resolutions declaring terms, rates, fees, charges to be public records and introduction of ordinances regarding utility terms, rates, fees, and charges. A resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for electric utility services to be a public record. An ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for electric utility services. A resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for natural gas utility services to be a public record. An ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for natural gas utility services. A resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for water utility services to be a public record. An ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for water utility services. A resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for wastewater utility services to be a public record. An ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for wastewater utility services. A resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for solid waste utility services to be a public record. And an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for solid waste utility services. This concludes the action for item number 6. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance repealing and replacing Title V, Business Regulations, Chapter 12, Massage Establishment Operations of the Mesa City Code for the purpose of simplification, the removal of certain requirements, including but not limited to requirements related to a massage manager license, and the establishment of new requirements related to the operation and licensing of massage establishment. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending Title V, Chapter 13, Section 2 of the Mesa City Code regarding the solid waste residential fee. Item 8A, act to amend the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11, Chapter 32, Chapter 3-C of parking regulations to increase the maximum parking space ratio for some office developments. Item 8B, act to amend the Mesa City Code, Title 1, Administrative, Chapter 19, Section 2, and adding Section 3 to authorize the city attorney to file, pursue, and defend civil and criminal misdemeanor cases and appeals in any court or administrative tribunal. Item 8C, replacing Sections 503.1.1, 903.2.6, and Appendix B of the Fire Code as set forth in Title 7, Chapter 2, Section 2 of the Mesa City Code regarding approved fire apparatus roads for buildings, facilities, and additions. Item 9A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Prestige International LLC to facilitate the development of a four-lot residential subdivision located at 7135, 7156, and 7159 East Hannibal Circle. Item 9B, act on ordinance regarding Z15-010 relating to 7135, 7156, and 7159 East Hannibal Circle, located north of Brown Road and east of Power Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. And item 10A, act on subdivision plat, Birchwood Circle Business Center, 2628 West Birchwood Circle. This is located north of Broadway Road and east of the Loop 101 freeway. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. It's been moved by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh and seconded by Councilmember Glover for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 11, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
No requests. Okay. Well, in that case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.